through theater?
PST. We do it every Friday morning. And you know what? Because we do it every Friday morning, we're feeling like we need a break. So I'm going to step back.
We're not equity,
back.
Are we? Right.
You're going to step back. Dan Zara didn't even come in the studio. He's like striking this week. He's tired. He's being a diva. He doesn't want to do it this week. So lucky for us, we have some guest stars here in the studio with us today. Joe, you want to do some introductions?
We have Miss Diva Divine, the current reigning Miss Al's Airport Inn, and reigning royalty from New Hope Chris with us, Asia Lee Monroe, Miss New Hope Celebrates 2025, and Mr. New Hope Celebrates 2025, Ricky Suave with us.
They have lots of big news to tell us, but we're going to do it after Master Crew Theater.
They got to do the job first.
They are going to act out the scene of a popular movie. You know how it's done. And then you're going to call in and guess the movie. And action.
Honey, please. You got to get dressed for me now. Please.
No, Agador. Victoria Page will not dance the dance of the red shoes tonight or any other night.
Albert.
Come on, Albert. Open up, baby.
Get out. Go away. I don't want him to see me. I'm hideous. I'm calling 911.
Abre la puerta. Open the door.
I'm trying, but he's too crazy.
Albert. Are you trying to ruin me?
Don't look at me. I'm hideous. Hideous. Fat and hideous. Agador, I'm in such pain.
Honey, I know. It's gonna pass.
No, it'll never pass. I hate my life.
Are you crazy? There is a packed house out there.
That's all I am to you, a meal ticket. Never mind about my feelings. Never mind about my suffering. It's just about your show. Not even our show. Your show. I want a palimony agreement, and I want one now.
Is tomorrow okay?
Don't use that tone to me.
What tone?
That sarcastic, contemptuous tone that means you know everything because you're a man and I know nothing because I'm a woman.
You're not a woman.
Oh, you bastard.
Everybody, take it easy.
Whatever I am, he made me. I was adorable once, young and full of hope. Now look at me. I'm this short, fat, insecure, middle-aged thing.
Perfect. Scene.
And scene.
Scene. Oh my gosh. You're all wonderful.
Chris, we never.
Much better than we could have done.
much better than it would have been from us. Much, much better.
Than we could have done. All right. So if you know that movie, give us a call right now. The phones are open. 609-243-9778. Or you can put your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat.
Up for grabs right now. Tickets to see Kimberly Akimbo, the Tony Award winning best musical, when it comes to Philadelphia a little bit later this month at the Academy of Music. Call us to play now. 609-243-9778.
Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fa, 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 fa. Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. It's a vibe, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world, concrete, flowers grow. Heartache, she only do what she know. Weekends, get it poppin' on the low. She know weekends get it.
I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off, just so I can turn you on, baby. Wait, hands get popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
All right, Master Crew Theater, here we are again. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. Joe, we have our guest stars in the studio because Dan Zarrow's being a diva. He's out this week. He's tired. His voice hurts. Something. No, I'm kidding. But we're going to step back because we have guest stars here in the studio that are going to tell us about some really cool events coming up. So we're going to let them do Master Crew Theater.
It took three to replace one Dan Zarrow this week with us. Miss Diva Divine, she's the current reigning Miss Al's Airport Inn. Asia Lee Monroe, Miss New Hope Celebrates 2025. And Ricky Suave, Mr. New Hope Celebrates 2025. They're much more talented than us.
Much.
And they look much better at this time of the day than we ever will too as well.
All right. So are you all ready?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, and action.
Honey, please, you got to get dressed for me now. Please.
No, Agador. Victoria Page will not dance in the Dance of the Red Shoes tonight or any other night.
Albert! Come on, Albert. Open up, baby.
Get out. Go away. I don't want him to see me. I'm hideous. I'm calling 911.
Abre la puerta. Open the door.
I'm trying, but he's too crazy.
Albert! Are you trying to ruin me?
Don't look at me. I'm hideous. Hideous. Fat and hideous. Agador, I'm in such pain.
I know, honey. It's gonna pass.
No, it will never pass. I hate my life.
Are you crazy? There is a packed house out there.
That's all I am to you. A meal ticket. Never mind about my feelings. Never mind about my suffering. It's just about your show. Not even our show. Your show. I want a palimony agreement, and I want one now.
Is tomorrow okay?
Don't use that tone to me.
What tone?
That sarcastic, contemptuous tone that means you know everything because you're a man, and I know nothing because I'm a woman.
You're not a woman.
Oh, you bastard.
Everybody, take it easy.
Whatever I am, he made me. I was adorable once, young and full of hope. Now look at me. I'm this short, fat, insecure, middle-aged thing.
God, scene! Wow.
Wow.
This is impressive.
This is, yeah. This All is right. better than we'll ever do.
Yeah, seriously. You guys may have to come every week. All right, let's get to the phones.
Yeah, let's see where you have those Kimberly Akimbo tickets up for grabs to see it in Philly. Hey, Shannon in New Egypt. Do you know what movie that is? Shannon, you there?
Yes, Birdcage. Well,
Birdcage. All right, yes, hang a line for us. We're going to see if you're right, and we'll randomly pick one of our correct guesses to win the tickets. Let's go to Kaylee in Abington. Hello, good morning in Abington. What movie is that?
It's Nathan Lane and Robin Williams in The Birdcage.
All right, good guess. We'll see if you're right. Hang a line. We'll see if we can get you those tickets if you're our lucky winner. Leslie is in Hamilton. Leslie, what movie was that?
Good morning. I'm dying laughing in my car right now. It's The Birdcage.
They're much better actors than us, right?
No, you guys are awesome, too. You got to give yourself more credit.
That was complimentary there. All right, let's get a couple more guesses online. All right, Chris. We got a guest in East Windsor. Good morning, PSC. What's your first name? You there?
It's Shivangi.
Shivanya, what movie is it?
It's The Birdcage.
All right, hang on line for us, Shivanya. We'll see if you are correct. And, of course, if you are, you could be up for those tickets. Get two more guesses in here really quick, Chris. Cheryl in Branchburg, really quickly, what movie is it?
Definitely The Birdcage.
All right, and one last guess. Let's see Dana in Plainsboro. Dana, what is it?
The Birdcage.
All right. And the big reveal, it is, of course, The Birdcage. Though I think y'all did a pretty good job on guessing it. Here's a little taste of what it was supposed to actually sound like in the movie.
Albert!
Come on, Albert. Open up, baby. Come on.
Get out!
Open it, Albert. Open it. Come on.
Go away! No! I don't want you to see me. I'm hideous.
I think you guys did a very good job at that. All right, we're going to randomly pick one of these lines to win. Siobhanie, you're our lucky winner today.
Yay, thank you.
All right, hang on the line. Our rest of our callers, of course, tickets still available right now to see Kimberly Akimbo, the musical, when it comes to Philadelphia a little bit later this month, a part of the Ensemble Arts Broadway series. Tickets on sale right now at Ensemble Arts Philly.
Tell us about some of the fun things that are coming up.
So right now in New Hope, we have this fun thing called Out in October. So incorporate a lot of queer art in this, which is really cool. And we're actually doing Beyond the Ball, and the category is, and it's actually a book discussion about The Paris is Burning, which is a very popular queer film that talks about the New York ball culture. Amazing part that we actually have someone from the New York ball scene. We have Johan Tatum.
That conversation going down tomorrow at the New Hope Inn and Suites from 3 until 5:30. Tickets are free, can be reserved on your website. And then let's talk about something going down next weekend, right?
Of course, we have to bring out the drag queens for this. So we have my amazing daughter, Miss Diva Divine Monroe. She has her own show this out in October called The Divine Intervention, which is a drag cabaret. It starts at 8 p.m. It's at the New Hope Arts Center.
And that is on Saturday the 18th, right?
Yeah. Yes, okay. It is on Saturday the 18th, and it's an amazing, amazing cast. I love all of this. It's a little different type of drag show. It's more of a cabaret style.
Tickets are $25, benefiting New Hope Celebrates and the New Hope Arts Center. You can purchase them right now on your website, and then let's talk about something else coming up too, right?
A very special night on October 23rd.
That kind of kicks off the big culminating weekend, right? We're kicking it off. You guys are kicking it off on a Thursday because it's a multiple series of events kicking off, right?
You know, the LGBTQIA plus community, we love to party. We love to get down. So we party all week long. So there, of course, if you get lost, you can always visit any of our websites. You go to newhopecelebrates.com and check out all the other events, or WPST.com.
So Thursday's events, just to quickly walk through them here. You guys have a night out, a pre-show social, and then, of course, we're all going to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show, right?
Of course. It is a very big thing in New Hope when they do the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Like, I'm talking sold out shows every night. And what's also cool is that Frankie Grande, I don't know if we have any Wicked fans out there, but Ariana Grande's brother, Frankie Grande, is the lead in this show. So there are tickets available for any of the regular nights if you want to go catch it.
Chris and I are going to spread the rumor now that Ari is coming that night. Last 2 years ago when I went, she was there opening night. So
she's going to be there.
I was in the same room as Ariana Grande that night. So I'm going to spread the rumor now. She's coming Thursday the 23rd. She's coming there Thursday the 23rd. We'll just spread the rumor now, okay?
Do it now, of course. <We'll do> it.
And then tell us a little bit about the weekend itself, Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th.
The 25th, we have a lovely drag queen story hour. It's at the Lambertville Free Public Library. And it's really good. You know, I love drag queen story time, you know. It's a good time to get the youth out, read kids. And it's actually with our fabulous New Hope sister, Miss Morgan Kennedy, and Summer Clearance is going to be there. So it's perfect if you want to bring out the young ones.
And then Sunday.
And Sunday is the big day. We have our 21st annual high heel drag race. And the theme is Nightmare on Mechanic Street, and this is at 3 p.m.
All right, Miss Diva Divine, I want you to set the scene for the race.
Yeah, absolutely. And Joe, you're racing with us again this year, aren't you?
This is, I think, my third year. Yeah, I've not busted an ankle yet.
We're running uphill. That street gets longer every year, Diva.
Absolutely. So we meet on Mechanic Street, which, you know, is a very large incline, and we have our racers line up at the bottom in their New Hope Celebrates approved heels. That's both in height and in width and all those good things, and they have to run up Mechanic Street, decorate a pumpkin, and then race back down to be our notorious winner of the year. The streets are truly packed with everybody in town, tourists. Like, it's hard to move sometimes. And, you know, what would be a little New Hope Celebrates event without a few surprises? So we definitely have some things cooking up this year for our participants and for the people coming to see us. And Joe, you better win this year. I've been waiting.
I didn't know that I was even in contention to actually win.
We're very competitive here at PST, so he needs to have a better showing.
I know. I mean, we've been working so hard this last year.
Mid-pack. No busted ankle was my goal.
That's true.
And you did that.
At least he didn't get hurt.
No busted ankle. Funny story, Joe did so good last year, I didn't even recognize him the day of the event.
And of course, no party is complete without an after party, and in New Hope they do it the best, right, Ricky?
That Sunday, October 26th, it is at Havana from 4 to 8.
Ricky, what can we expect at this party? What's going down?
We are going to perform. We're going to have some amazing, talented performers. Asia Lee Monroe is going to perform, and so am I. It's a suggested donation at the door, so you're more than welcome to donate.
It's a great chance to wrap up the day, though, right? When wrap up kind of a whole month of programming by seeing some really incredible drag performers. And I've gotten to see all the performers in this room. You guys will really bring your game, I'm sure, and some extra special surprises that day on stage, right?
You'll see.
Going to be a super busy couple of weeks with our friends at New Hope Celebrates. Everything online at newhopecelebrates.com. And, of course, our site, 945pst.com. Thanks, guys, for coming in today.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
The Friday edition of Can't Beat Chris kicking off right now. I'm so excited because we're going out to Burlington. Lori, you seem like you got a lot of energy for a Friday morning, right?
Woo-hoo! I'm ready to play.
Lori is coming in on.
Oh boy, I'm scared.
Lori, you at work this morning?
Yes, I am.
Where do you work?
I work for Parents, Inc. of New Jersey. We're a nonprofit family strengthening agency.
Love that.
Sounds like you're doing great work. All right, Chris, you get out of here.
Okay, good luck.
You go try to strengthen your mind, Chris. All right, Lori, we're going to ask you three questions. Chris won't hear your answers. When she comes back, she's going to get the exact same three, okay?
Okay, I'm very excited.
All right, Lori, start putting on that thinking cap. Question number one. It's spooky season. What network on TV did Hocus Pocus originally air on in the 90s?
NBC.
NBC, you want to lock it in?
Between that and Disney, but I'm going to go with NBC.
What if I reminded you one more time it was a kids movie? Would you want to change your answer?
Then I'm going to go with Disney.
We're locked in Disney. Question number two. Ed Sheeran is gearing up to film a Netflix special in November. What color hair does Ed Sheeran have?
Red.
Do you want to lock it in?
Lock it in.
And the third and final question. Lori Loughlin was seen without her wedding ring this week amid reports that she's going through a divorce. What TV show did she star in as Aunt Becky?
Full House. Lock it in.
Locking all those answers in. Can't Be Chris this morning is powered by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week, brunch Saturdays and Sundays, happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday, online alsairportin.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. Hello, Chris Rollins.
Hey there.
All right, Chris, I'm so excited. We're going to start this. Your quiz is going to start.
Seems all excited.
She's pretty excited. I don't blame her. Question number one for you, Chris. It's spooky season. On what TV network did Hocus Pocus originally air on in the 90s?
That was the Disney Channel.
You both said the Disney Channel and you're both correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good job, Lori. I know it took a little bit, but we got there. We got there.
Thank you.
Second question.
Did you help her?
Not at all. Right, Lori? I didn't help you at all.
No.
Why don't Lori, I believe you?
I hope you don't play a lot of poker because you're not a great liar. All right, second question for you, Chris. Ed Sheeran is gearing up to film a Netflix special in November. What color hair does Ed Sheeran have?
He's a redhead, a ginger.
You both said red. You're both correct. Could come down to this final question. Here we go. Third and final question. Lori Loughlin was seen without her wedding ring this week amid reports that she might be going through a bit of a divorce. Mm-hmm. What TV show did Lori Loughlin star in as Aunt Becky?
Oh, Full House.
You both said Full House, and you're both correct. Good job, Lori. You got all three right today, which means it's a tie. Now, technically, Chris's win total goes up another day, but you do not have to give us that phrase of shame, Lori.
You're the best. Thank you so much, and I love Chris and the crew.
Oh, Lori, you're so sweet for playing along today. And semi-beating Chris, we got you a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers at the Prudential Center a little bit later this fall.
Woohoo! I'm very excited. I love the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, good.
That's awesome. Due to incredible demand, the Jonas Brothers are coming back to New Jersey, bringing their Greetings from Your Hometown tour to the Prudential Center. It's hitting Newark on November the 16th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Hang a line, Lori, okay?
Thanks so much. Thanks, Chris.
Oh, you're welcome.
Listen Monday morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST.
Coming.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Good morning. It is Chris and the Crew. So we'll start with the story we actually haven't given you an update on in a couple of weeks because police have been really quiet about the investigation ongoing in L.A. You may recall David, who spells his or his name D4D, has been tied to a bizarre murder case. A body was discovered decomposing in a Tesla that he owned. David stayed on tour for most of the investigation window back in early September. That tour has now been canceled. His album release delayed. And just this week now, it's coming out that he put his two Texas homes in his mom's name. His parents actually may have already been living in that home. TMZ is calling it one of the most bizarre cases they've ever watched with the LAPD, saying they're amazed how quiet everything has been. David's home has been searched, but no charges have been filed against him, and actually they say he's been cooperating with police. We'll see if that all goes anywhere. Okay. On a much, I guess, happier note, right, if you will, certainly, I think at this point in the morning, Kylie Kelsey is weighing in on the Taylor Swift song Wood. Now, Taylor, for her part, says it's just a song about, you know, some ironies. Others are saying it's a real reflection on Travis Kelsey. So how did Kylie feel when she first heard it? I got the wrong button pressed. Of course I do. Let's see. Well, we'll get to what Kylie said about that in a few minutes. I thought it was that button. Oh, there we go. Harry, what did Kylie say about that? My God. Chris, I need to wake up here. Here we go. What did Kylie say?
And who are we kidding? Wood. Do I need that much detail about my, specifically about my brother-in-law? Probably not. But also, good job, Trev. That's it.
Typical sister-in-law supporting her brother-in-law, right? Good news if you're a fan of the board game Clue. Apparently, a TV series based on it is in the early days of production. It's seeing some solid interest. This, of course, comes just a couple of days after Netflix greenlit an unscripted Clue series. We might just clue. If you don't have a Clue Renaissance on your bingo card for 2026, that may be the case. A couple more stories for the scoop here, by the way. Khalid's new album out today. That's, I think, what we're listening to going into the weekend after the sun goes down. Robert Irwin, if you had any hopes of him, doing Chippendales, because he's been shirtless a lot this season on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, every time on a Tuesday I open the internet, it's just shirtless Robert Irwin photos. Apparently, TMZ caught up with him and he said he has turned down Chippendales' offer. He said, no, not at all. He said, when you saw that, that's the extent of what I'm willing to do. I don't mind being edgy, but I will leave it to those talented guys at Chippendales. So our dreams of seeing him there may have been squashed. There you go. This scoop.
All been behind the scenes here, but he was asking something interesting. So we're just making him come on the air with us. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, I didn't have to come on. I just got to see what you guys think about. I listen to you every morning on my way to work, but this works. This is cool.
So your girl wants to go pumpkin picking on Sunday, right?
Yeah. I knew the ask was coming. I might get lucky because of the weather. My question is, do any men like going pumpkin picking? Like, shouldn't this be like a girls' day out thing? Like, Sunday is a day of rest. Sunday is for football. I only have 2 days off a week. So Sunday being one of them. So do you really have to go way out to a farm to get a pumpkin when you can get one at the grocery store? Like, I saw them at ShopRite the other day.
He's got a point.
Hey, it's got a point, but right. It's the experience. I get it. We girls are more into experiences than you guys are. You're like, my husband is very practical. He's very practical. Obviously, Ryan is. There's a pumpkin right there. Why don't we just get in a pumpkin?
Yeah. Because, that's the thing. It's like, if I want a pumpkin, I would just buy one. He got a point. You got a point, dude. In ShopRite, yeah, that's where I buy my pumpkins lately.
But you're not dating at ShopRite all the time. You have to have fun. Experiences. How are you going to make your memories? You know, I'm all about making memories.
You know, I'll go even one worse. You know what's even worse than picking a pumpkin? Apple picking. Oh,
why?
My God.
Actually, John doesn't mind. My husband doesn't mind apple picking. He's eaten the pumpkins. I tell him the apples. he's eating them out in the thing. I'm like, you got to put them in the bag first. He doesn't mind doing that.
By one apple, I'm like, I'm good. And I don't really understand the whole purpose.
But do you know why he likes apple picking more? Because, well, actually, he doesn't mind pumpkin picking either, but he likes me to make like stuff out of the apples.
The apples are more beneficial to your dining experiences. You're not chopping up a whole pumpkin. You know,
we're making the seeds and stuff.
At the end, but you're having to stare at it at your porch for the next, you know, 3 weeks.
Don't we just want to have fun in life? I think, good God.
Girls, you know what? We're going to open the phones. Girls, this is time. We're going to stop this. Pumpkin picking is a thing of the past.
I don't think we need to stop this. And I'm going to say, I don't think all guys hate it.
I think a majority do. Let's hear from girls and guys. Girls that are forcing their guys to do it and guys that are being drugged there and are saying, stop.
All right, 609-243-9778. You can call now. Tell us how you feel about pumpkin picking. Or you can put it in the 94.5 PST app chat. 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe. We're the crew. So one of our listeners just called in like behind the scenes just to get our opinion. We dragged him on the air. His name was Ryan, and he was like, does any guy love pumpkin picking? His girlfriend was going to drag him this weekend to pumpkin pick. He might get lucky because of the weather,
Hoping. He's rooting for that nor'easter.
He's crossing his fingers. He doesn't think there is any need to go out to a farm, all the way out to a farm to pick pumpkins when he saw a barrel of them at ShopRite.
He's got a point.
So he's looking, I think, for some validation that he's not the only guy that likes, you know, that doesn't like to go pumpkin picking. He says, you know, he only has 2 days off. One, he's going to spend in a field when there's football on, when the Eagles are on.
This is the weekend. Probably he's going to pick it because the Eagles played Thursday. So he's got not a great excuse as a result.
She was being considerate, actually.
I feel like she knew what she was doing. And you know, she was like, that game was last night.
Yeah, he's not going to miss his Eagles. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Laura's in Feasterville. Laura, what do you think?
Oh, my God. Men hate everything. If you don't want to do anything, then don't be in a relationship. Or find someone who doesn't like to do anything, too. If I was this guy's girlfriend, I would dump him. What if they stay together and have kids? Is he not going to take his kids pumpkin picking or go to Disney?
Yes.
This man is awful. It's not all about you when you're with someone.
I agree with her.
Laura.
She seems very passionate,
You're demanding a lot, Laura.
Let's go to James in Borentown. Dying to hear what another guy says. James, what do you think?
I'll tell you exactly why men hate pumpkin picking. Women obsess over finding the perfect pumpkin. So we're, you know, walking around for hours on a Sunday afternoon while the Eagles are on. When she's passed over like 15 perfectly good ones. Oh, my God. Just pick one. They're all round. They're all orange. They're all fine.
He's got a point. No, I'm kidding. Simple. Boy, they're very passionate about pumpkins today.
See an app chat from Christina who said, thank you for doing this. I'm having this exact fight with my boyfriend this weekend in Bensale.
I'm sure lots of couples are having this fight. But come on, when you're in a relationship, can't we have a little give and take here?
Yesterday, did we do Cruise Court yesterday? And the couple was debating if they can use ChatGPT to solve their fights. Dear ChatGPT, give me a list of 10 reasons why I do not need to go pumpkin picking with my significant other.
Seriously, you can tell us what you think in the 94.5 PST app chat.
The Nor'easter this weekend coming up with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow in just a couple of minutes. First, though, we have to do it. We have to talk about everything that happened in Philadelphia last night, of course. Three very depressing losses for three of our four big teams back-to-back last night. Philly's game started at 6. The Flyers game started at 7. The Eagles game started at 8, all resulted in really depressing heartache. So I found a list online because I think this is true. Sports fan depression. And is it real? And all medical experts say, yes, it is real. You can feel anger and frustrated today, feelings of hopelessness, worthlessness, sadness, all things I think a lot of Philadelphia sports fans are used to. So I found a couple of tips that we could all keep in mind going into the weekend. Number one, put things into perspective. Ball is life, but there's more to it than that. You know, from even us just talking about it to your coworkers, it can contribute to the feeling that it might be the end of the world when, you know, the Phillies lost last night. But remember, charge them. It might be more significant than it is. And in the grand schemes, shift your perspective. It's a good couple of days if you need to maybe take a step back from social and other media. Meaning, if you're used to just complaining online after a big loss, maybe not the best.
Simone Biles didn't throw in the towel when she stepped away from the Olympics to focus on her mental health. You could do the same if you take that digital detox. Find a hobby to fill the time. This is article I found online suggested maybe volunteering with a local animal shelter or something. But instead of doom scrolling, you know, because you were planning on being busy for the next couple of weeks watching the Phillies, maybe find that hobby. Stay connected with friends. And the last one, channel your feelings with exercise. Yeah, I don't think I'm in a rush to be doing that.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So when the press tour started for Wicked Part 1 around this time last year, everyone was like, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande seem to have something going on here. They're super, super emotional, right? And he said basically, he said the movie filming was just so emotional. He particularly talks about the song For Good. He said they were just singing it to each other almost as if it wasn't singing. Throughout the entire filming process, this is the director speaking, it was like they were just communicating and he just got to let them do it. He said they had all these other grand shots planned, but the two of them just kind of started to really, really get into these beloved characters. And he says when we see For Good, in now just over a month away from the movie dropping, we're going to fully understand just how they fully got into the characters of Elphaba and Glinda, I guess, or Galinda, I guess. We'll see. So Kylie Kelce is weighing in on Taylor Swift's album. You may be wondering, this was the one song I was curious if she'd weigh in on. Taylor Swift's song, Wood. It's a lot of, like, ironies in it, but there's some questions. Maybe it reflects, you know, some of other things about Travis. So here's what she said on her podcast this week about that.
And who are we kidding? Wood. Do I need that much detail about my, specifically about my brother-in-law? Probably not, but also... Good job, Trav! That's it!
That is such a... That's... Kylie, I have mixed feelings on the Kelces, but she's kind of everyone's sister-in-law, right? Like, she just feels like America's sister-in-law there. Teresa Giudice said she's reached out to Joe and Melissa Gorga to try to clear the air. She said, if someone doesn't get along, be the bigger person. Try to make it work. I've got to practice what I preach. No word if they've actually answered her phone calls. If you've been watching Dancing with the Stars and hoping that Robert Irwin may take Chippendale's up on their big offer, they've offered him the opportunity to dance there. And other celebrities have taken them up on this. I think at least Vinny from Jersey Shore did it and stuff. And Robert Irwin, who we've been loving on Dancing with the Stars, has been shirtless in a few scenes. He said, yeah, that's not happening. He said, what you saw in that salsa on week three, that's the extent I'm willing to do. I don't mind being edgy, but he said, I'll leave it to those guys, the guys at Chippendale's itself. And lastly, if you're getting in the shower this morning still, I found a list of body parts that experts say you're not washing closely enough, or properly, actually. One of them I was interested in is your back. Obviously, you know, getting back there can be difficult, but it could lead to acne or other skin issues. So using a long-handed brush is what, or a loofah is what experts are suggesting. I'll give you two others from this list that I was kind of surprised by. The backs of your knees. I've watched the front of my knees, but I don't know that I think about washing the back of my knees. But yeah, apparently it's very prone to irritation, and if not more than some of the more obvious areas as well. We all know about the soles of our feet. And your belly button, you know, it's kind of a prime spot for collecting lint, dead skin, and sweat. So a good reminder this morning, if you're hopping in the shower, wash that belly button. All right, there's...